everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Depp here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 25th, and the topic of the day is victory and defeat. The quote is by Eleanor Roosevelt. More people are ruined by victory, I imagine, than by defeat. Wow, that's really impressive right there. Why is it impressive? Because most people think, yes, I shouldn't say most, but some people, there's this perception that people are ruined by defeat. And immediately I think about the underdogs and Rocky, the movie Rocky, and the whole story about how Rocky came about. I look at the underdogs of the world, and yes, more people are ruined by victory, I imagine, than by defeat. Bad losers are hard to take, but not nearly as hard as bad winners. If we assume that we are somehow better than everyone else and more deserving of victory, then we can turn victory into disaster. Maybe we did pay our dues and work hard, but there's always some luck in every victory. And for all we know, our opponents worked even harder than we did. Remember this, defeat has a way of focusing thoughts and motivation. If we don't learn from our victories as much as we learn from our defeats, we may not be so lucky the next time. Yes. Yes, I think that there is a value and I think there's a value and appreciation when you see someone who has struggled that has then experienced victory than somebody who's been, spoon-fed. Somebody else just posted this the other day on one of the social medias. But yes, someone who's been spoon-fed and assisted that has reached victory. It's completely different. It is completely different. And I believe that Eleanor Roosevelt's quote here, more people are ruined by victory, I imagine, than by defeat. What really constitutes is somebody being successful? Is it the person who had the help and then built? Or is it the person who built from scratch with no help whatsoever? How does the start affect the outcome? How? We see people in modern society that were given assistance and given help in many different ways, and yet are out there professing that, they're this immaculate genius, claiming that they had no help whatsoever. There are people who have been on, magazine covers claiming to be billionaires, and yet, they're not self-made. They're not. Self-made is coming from nothing. Self-made is scratch. Scratch, 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 and scratch. I find it fascinating, too, that people who have known defeat, have a way of being more determined to get up and try again. So the affirmation today is, I like to win, and it's okay to celebrate when I do, yes. But I also must remember that winning doesn't make me better than others. There's a difference with a winner that believes that they are better than others because they've won, and a winner who says, I'm going to go out there and help other people become winners too. Victory and defeat. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. How does this relate to the healing journey in mental health? Well, one way we can look at it is somebody who's doing better than somebody else on their mental health journey. Do they help other people become better? Do they celebrate their wins as well as knowing that it doesn't make them better than other people? It means that they can help others achieve their wins too along the way. I remember there was a group that did get together, and whenever you would celebrate a success or mention a success, it was always met with pushback. And that was a really big turnoff for me because I thought some of us that are on the healing journey already have a difficulty with celebrating our own successes because it was ingrained that, well, look who you think you are, or you think you're better than somebody else. And, oh, you know, you knew you could if you just applied yourself. And then, of course, you know, the tone, the inflection, as well as the meaning that went behind it. And maybe other people might have not recognized it, but you knew because you understood the culture and the language of that dynamic of that relationship. And so while we're all at different places, there is a difference between the boastful individual that wins, that thinks they're a winner, and then everybody else is a loser. Does that really make them a winner? I don't think that makes them a winner. I think it makes them look ugly, actually. But that's my opinion. What's your opinion? What is your opinion? So yeah, and on the other hand too, you know, you get defeat. Does that really mean that you're a loser? No, you want to know what I think? I'll tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think it actually makes you a winner because you dared to try and you dared to do. You dared to dream, you dared to try, and you dared to do. So that in itself makes you victorious. Yes, it does. There's always going to be somebody on the sidelines telling us why we didn't do something and why we're not good enough because we didn't. But did they actually do what you're doing? And if they haven't done what you're doing and what you want to do, what you try to do, and maybe they've been privileged in some way, maybe that makes them a bad winner. You know, there's that saying about being a spoiled sport. Yeah, that would be a spoiled sport right there. And at the same time, though, yes, it's okay to celebrate our wins. It's okay. Absolutely. And remember that there's a grace with winning too, that we celebrate ourselves and we celebrate our milestones. We celebrate our breakthroughs. It's what you do with those wins. That's what you do with it afterward. After you celebrate, yes, yourself, then what do you do with it? Do you help other people? Or do you make it more difficult for others? Something to think about. Gee, what a concept. That's what people come here for sometimes. Different messages. Yes, sometimes philosophical, always linked to trauma recovery. Mental health. And the lived experience journey. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.